Hello, world family, and welcome to Ripples of Humanity. I'm Rachel Thompson, and through this podcast, I'm sharing interesting stories along my travels of people, projects, and initiatives I discover that are contributing to positive ripples throughout humanity. In this episode, I am taking you to Samajiwa Buddhist Temple in Minnawangoda, a town in Sri Lanka's west. My reason for going to Sri Lanka was to do a visa run because my visa in India only allowed me to stay consecutively for 90 days. So I had to leave and enter another country in order to come back to India. My plan was to go trekking in Nepal originally, but I discovered pretty quickly that it would be peak monsoon season there, which was not advised. So another country that interested me was Sri Lanka, so I booked my trip there instead. I wanted to experience something a bit different in Sri Lanka, and so after some research, I found out that about 70% of the population are Buddhist, and I thought it could be really interesting to explore Buddhism in Sri Lanka and start off by spending a couple of weeks in a Buddhist temple, meditating with Buddhist monks, learning about the lifestyle of a Buddhist monk in Sri Lanka, learn more about Buddhist philosophy, and observe how this is practiced in a temple. So I found something online that was called Temple Stay. And what you did was you donate for your food and accommodation to stay with a local family right by the Buddhist temple. And then each day you go to the temple and spend the day there, meditating, doing your own self-study, chatting with the monks there, and kind of following around whatever the monks are doing or the senior monk, wherever they're going for the day. You're welcome to join and experience as their guest what it's like. So it was here that I met Bhante Subodhi, a lovely Buddhist monk who started the temple in Minnawangoda. So Bhante is the respectful term used to address Buddhist monks and nuns. So this isn't an episode going deep into Buddhist philosophy. There are plenty of resources that you can do your own research on. On a side note though, a book I enjoyed reading while at the temple and contemplating was called What Buddha Taught by Walpola Sri Rahula. So I can link to that book in the episode notes. But the intention of this episode is to share a short interview I did with Bhante Subodhi. It was really nice to chat with him about what life is like as a Buddhist monk and a little bit about his life. I will admit though, I feel like we were only just scratching the surface and there were so many more questions I wanted to ask Bhante about his life, but we really didn't have much time. At the end, he also shares a sample of a loving kindness meditation. So if you'd like to listen to that at the end of the podcast, then that's available as well. I hope you do enjoy the short conversation I got to have with Bhante. Thank you, Bhante Subodhi, for joining me.
Yeah,
I know you're a busy person.
Yeah, anyway.
I wanted to start by asking you, when did you decide to become a Buddhist monk? Mm-hmm. What age and why? What was going on in your mind, okay, and thoughts and feelings when that was happening?
Yeah, when I was 12 years, in that time, I wanted to become a Buddhist monk. Actually, in that time, I saw a little one became a Buddhist monk in my village temple. Mm. After that, I liked it and I wanted to become Buddhist monk. Firstly, I tried to get permission for that from my parents and my elder brothers and sisters. But they didn't like it, I tried to get a permission from them. After that, they gave permission to become a Buddhist monk.
What changed their mind?
Actually, it was not easy. I didn't want to separate my family because I was very closeness for them, with them. After I became a Buddhist monk, I I identified who I am. So in that time, I tried to distance in my family. It's better to go to my way.
When you were 12 years old and you wanted to become a Buddhist monk and your family was not wanting that, and they were asking you, why do you want to become a Buddhist monk?
Yeah.
What were you saying to try and convince them?
Actually, yeah, I didn't understand what is reality in that time.
Yeah.
Actually, it is a desire. It's a desire. I like it because I didn't have more knowledge in that time. But culturally, we were Buddhist.
Mm.
So I think they understood his idea is not bad. His idea is good.
Yeah.
So after that, they gave permission for me.
So you wanted to do it to learn more about Buddhism and learn more about yourself?
After became a Buddhist monk, I studied a lot.
Yeah.
It's better to me.
Yeah. And I'm guessing in the training there was a lot of meditation practice as well.
Yeah.
And
previously, before I became a Buddhist monk, I practiced meditation in my meditation center. I think a whole 1 month I practiced meditation early morning, 4 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, continuously I practiced meditation there.
What age were you when you did that?
12.
That was when you were 12?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot for a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
And then what did you learn when you were 12 years old after that 1 month?
Yeah. In that time, I understood it is not easy. It's very difficult. But day-to-day practicing, I understood it's better path. Yeah.
So you say it's a better path. You felt by experiencing that it was a better path. Is there anything in particular that felt that made you feel that way?
Yeah. Especially I felt it it's helped to maintain good memory. We can improve our capability and capacity. And a few years ago, I could understand it's better path for liberation.
So now we're at the temple which you started, this temple.
Yeah, I started this temple 20 years before.
What made you want to start your own temple?
Actually, I wanted to help poor people and so many children. I think today I achieved it.
You achieved it?
Yeah. Because here I arrange special program and every Sunday I conduct special Dharma school here. We do special social activities here.
For the community?
Yeah.
And how many children come to the Dharma school?
More than 1,000.
1,000? Wow.
Yeah.
I had the pleasure of being here for one of the Sundays
for
the Dharma school.
Yeah.
And it was very special have everyone here.
Thank you for you.
When people come to you and speak to you, what's the most common challenge that people are facing? in their mind or in their life that they come to you?
A lot of people don't identify what is the life. What is the happiness? So many people try to do more experiments in their life. Some experiment is good, some experiments are bad. Commonly, I try to guide them. What's the right path, what's the wrong path?
The right path to them to have more happiness in their life?
Yes. Firstly, you should try to build your behavior. It's help to find your happiness. A lot of people find to materials. Materialistic mind is not happiness.
So what's the first step to finding happiness? The happiness from within.
It's better to you. Firstly, you can control your mind. Lord Buddha said to us, Sabba papa sakaranam kusala sopasampada sachitta pariyodapanam etam buddhana sasana. You don't do bad deeds and do good deeds and control your mind. If you practice it, you can feel it. Feel it is very calm and happiness.
Practice. So this is controlling the mind. And so if someone's coming and has no practice of meditation or no awareness of much Buddhist philosophy, and they want to try to control their mind, what's the first step that you would teach them?
I teach them, you try to build your behavior. Special five precepts: don't kill anyone, don't stealing, don't misbehaving, don't lying, and don't intoxication. If you practice it, easily you can concentrate your mind. It's help to practicing meditation.
Because it can be hard if people have challenges in their life that then cause them to intoxicate or misbehave something, then it's like there's a cycle. So there's like there needs to be something like you say meditation, which can then support to then make those behaviors. I know from my own experience, when I started meditating, I naturally became happier in myself. So it wasn't that first. I couldn't change that before I started meditating. I meditated and then that naturally started happening. What kind of meditation do you start to teach people when they are brand new?
It's better to loving kindness or friendliness. It is a metta meditation in Buddhism. It's better. You can spread loving kindness for yourself, after that others.
So with the loving kindness meditation, what are the benefits of doing
that? If you practice in loving kindness or metta meditation, you can get 11 benefits. First one, you can sleep well. Second one, you can awake well. Third one, you don't dream evils. Fourth one, you will be liked by everyone as you have a good appearance. Fifth one, gods will protect. And sixth one, even the non-humans will like you. Seventh one, there will be no anger with poison, weapons or fire. Eighth one, always you will be having a happy mood. Ninth one, you will have a good appearance in your face. Tenth one, you can face the death, the in consciousness. And 11th one, after death, you will be born in a Brahma place.
And when you say you'll be born in a Brahma place, what do you mean by that?
In that time, we can improve again our mind.
So you'll be born into a reincarnation where you can continue to improve your mind.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. As a monk, you are living a life where you've given up a lot. A lot that you, that other people may be attached to. And what's been the most difficult thing that you've had to detach from in your life?
I have a lot of work in my life. People give food, clothes, accommodation and everything for us. But I don't so like that. Anyway, I try to, it's not trouble to my life.
So you have to learn to you've had to learn to accept receiving from others. And relying on others for everything, really.
Anyway, I received a lot of stuff, money or anything. But I try to give to others. It's better.
And you do a lot of work as you know, in giving
for,
back
for children,
into the
poor
community.
People, our community.
What is a typical day, your day, what is a typical day for you look like?
Normally, I have Dhamma sermons.
So that's where you go out to different temples, different places, do television, other interviews and things to spread spread the teachings of Lord Buddha?
Anyway, day to day, I have Dhamma sermons, temples, houses, special ceremony. In that time, I explain Lord Buddha's teaching for them. Actually, it is a good duty for me and others. I can share in Lord Buddha's talks for them.
So that's what you do most days, is organizing and going out and doing speaking and staying here at the temple and having visitors come as well.
Some especially foreign people come to our place. I try to explain what's the Buddhism. And every Sunday and every full moon poetry, I explain Lord Buddha says to our community. And a lot of people invite me for their Dhamma sermons in their house or in their temple or especially in their community.
I wanted to ask you about your, you mentioned earlier when you were young that your family didn't approve when you were becoming a monk, and then as you got older, how is your family now towards you being a monk?
Today they are very happy
yeah.
About see my position. And I help more my parents and my siblings. They are very gratitude for
what
me.
What do you help with?
Once a month, I visit to my parents. I go to my parents' place and I visit them, and I give medicine and money and everything for them. And they are very happy.
That's nice.
And
yeah.
They are proud of me.
Yeah. Was it difficult for you when you were younger, needing to separate and spend less time with your family when you were becoming a monk?
In that time it was very difficult.
Yeah.
But today I understood what is reality, what is life.
Yeah, what is life?
Everything is impermanent.
Everything is impermanent.
Yeah. Relationships, materials, our life. Yeah.
And does that help with not being attached to things?
Yeah.
But, and this is, I guess, from my own experience, so I wanted to understand from yours that becoming less attached doesn't mean you become cold or not loving or anything. It's almost like you have more love and capacity to give. Is that how you feel?
Yes. Yeah. We try to spread our loving kindness for everyone. After that, you can get more results in your life.
When you ask the question, "Who am I?" What answer do you have for yourself?
Actually, I thought and I felt it. I came to Earth from a special place. And anyway, I felt it. I should help to others. It's better. In my childhood, I helped to others. In my young age, I help to others. So I think in my whole life, to others. Help to others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What age was that that you felt that desire to help others? When you first felt that?
In my school time, I wanted to help my friends. I remember. Quickly, I completed my work, study. After that, I helped to my friends.
I know you have to go in a second, so I want to ask maybe one more question. What do you hope to see a change in humanity?
And others. I like see everyone try to protect their honest kindness, loving kindness, and gratitude. It's better qualities.
And then I have one final question, and that is, what do you like to do for fun? I think there might be a perception that monks may not, you don't have fun.
Yeah.
But is that true, or what do you do for fun?
Yeah. especially if you practice mindfulness, it is a fun. Lord Buddha said to us, "Atitan nanu sochanti napa japanti nagatam pachupanin yapinti vano pasidati." Don't you think about your past and future? Think about your present. So you can focus and concentrate your mind to, in your work. It's better. It's a fun. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else you wanted to share before we finish?
I invite to others coming to Sri Lanka, and you can search it. What is Buddhism? Actually, Buddhism is not a religion. Buddhism is a philosophy. You can study and you can practice it. After that, you can find who I am. It's better, because a lot of people today didn't find it.
And why is it important to find it?
After that you can easily you can survive it, because a lot of people have complicated lives. Yeah, if you have complicated life, you try to do anything. It is sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much for your time, Bhante.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the insight into Bhante Subodhi's life as a Buddhist monk. I really enjoyed spending a couple of weeks in Bhante's company at the temple. I really got a taste of all the action at the temple, from the 1,000 children coming on Sunday for Buddha school, to visiting a nearby cancer hospital to serve food that had been donated by the temple, attending different functions around the community and meeting the community that was coming to the temple each day. I also really enjoyed just sitting and spending time with Bhante Subodhi over lunch and getting to know him. And he had a really, really wonderful sense of humour. And he really brought that humour through in his interactions with people coming to the temple. I also really got a lot out of spending a couple of weeks in meditative practices at the temple, like insight meditation, walking meditation, and of course loving kindness meditation. I really feel like I left the temple with a stronger connection to my inner world and further insight from the teacher within myself, especially gaining a deeper understanding and knowing of unconditional love for all beings. So thank you for taking the time to listen. Please feel free to rate the podcast and share with any friends who this may interest. If you'd like to listen to the Loving Kindness Meditation shared by Bhante Subodhi, then keep listening. Otherwise, sending you love, my fellow humans, wherever you are. So for the meditation, just get yourself into a comfortable position. Just choosing what's right for you at the moment, whether that's sitting, perhaps laying down, if that's your preference. And just start by taking some deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. Just feeling yourself letting go with each exhale and allowing yourself to arrive in this present moment. Just letting go of the day so far, letting go of anything you need to do after. And just notice if there's anywhere in your body that needs to be a little bit more relaxed, perhaps softening the muscles in the jaw, around the face, around the eyes, relaxing the shoulders, releasing any tension from the hands. Now bringing your awareness to your heart area. And just notice any sensations you can feel in this area. And just feel yourself opening up in this area. Perhaps sending some of your beautiful breath to this area. And just opening yourself up to this loving kindness meditation. And the loving kindness meditation will begin now.
May I be well, happy, peaceful and prosperous. May no harm come to me. May no difficulties come to me. May no problems come to me. May I always meet with success. May I also have patience, courage, understanding and determination to me and overcome inevitable difficulties, problems and failures in life. May my parents be well, happy, peaceful and prosperous. May no harm come to them. May no difficulties come to them. May no problems come to them. May they always meet with success. May they also have patience, courage, understanding and determination to me and overcome inevitable difficulties, problems and failures in life. May my teachers be well, happy, peaceful and prosperous. May no harm come to them. May no difficulties come to them. May no problems come to them. May they always meet with success. May they also have patience, courage, understanding and determination to me and overcome inevitable difficulties, problems and failures in life. May my family be well, happy, peaceful and prosperous. May no harm come to them. May no difficulties come to them. May no problems come to them. May they always meet with success. May they also have patience, courage, understanding and determination to me and overcome inevitable difficulties, problems and failures in life. May my friends be well, happy, peaceful and prosperous. May no harm come to them. May no difficulties come to them. May no problems come to them. May they always meet with success. May they also have patience, courage, understanding and determination to me and overcome inevitable difficulties, problems and failures in life. May all beings everywhere be well, happy, peaceful and prosperous. May no harm come to them. May no difficulties come to them. May no problems come to them. May they always meet with success. May they also have patience, courage, understanding and determination to me and overcome inevitable difficulties, problems and failures in life. Sabha papasya akaranam kusalasya upasampada sachitta pariyodapanam etaham buddhana sasanam. You don't do bad deeds, you do good deeds and control your mind. It's Lord Buddha's advice. Sadhu, Sadhu, sadhu.
Thank you for sharing that.